Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram on my both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. As it turns out, the combination of various assaults on our immune system is what caused the symptoms, which the medical mafia put into boxes and named diseases. Learning how to stop these assaults as well as detox those which have already occurred is what allows healing to occur on every level. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the big picture of of their plan of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details because the devil is in the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying all of your lives, especially if those psychopaths and parasites are in your inner circle, which is the hardest reality to face. And I have great experience with that. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as a religion seems to be a firewall in the brain that prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is all we need to do. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also now have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean toll-free. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients. And let me put out my disclaimer that I do not practice medicine, nor do I give medical advice. Rather, I teach people what I would do if I were you. And that's what you have to do after the medical mafia comes after you for learning how to heal, because apparently that's not allowed in medicine. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Hold on. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, including via the TuneIn Network using TuneIn apps for iPhones, BlackBerries, and Android phones. You can also support this network by donating on the homepage and buying a T-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron again, who has donated a toll-free number to the station, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use a toll-free number to listen to the show. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. because the FDA is deeming Glutisilver a pesticide and is trying to take it off the market. What a surprise. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. If you click on the testimonial section, you can see photographic documentation of how silver helped heal, how silver actually did heal deep second degree burns in one of my clients with no scars. Okay, today's show I am very excited about, extremely important. The answer to our question, what's ailing America, and we have to add the world, today is going to be the Great Culling. And my special guest is Chris Maple, who is a co-producer of the documentary being made by that name, which I'm very honored to be part of. And their first work was What in the World Are They Spraying, which I have mentioned many, many times on this broadcast. If you have not seen that very important documentary, you definitely need to check that out online. My favorite part of that documentary is at the end of the documentary, of course, it's about chemtrails, and you see the investigative journalists go into the District of Criminals to ask our congressional traitors, what in the world are they spraying, and watch them run away, hide in their offices, etc. You know, that says it all as far as I'm concerned. So I welcome you to the show, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, of course. Happy to be here.
Okay. Could you please tell the listeners, if we could start out with, how did you wake up? Because in my experience, that's one of the hardest things that people of conscience that have woken up, that have family and friends who won't wake up, you know, it's just helpful for people to realize, you know, what happened in your individual life. I'm sure to begin with, you looked up in the sky and said, what is that tic-tac-toe board? But if you could add any other insights to help the listeners, because, you know, we need to wake up as many people as possible, obviously.
No, you're absolutely right. I think what really got me interested in these issues and these topics personally was it was the vaccination issue, and it's kind of what our film is based upon. Is now we're looking at heavy metal contamination in correlation with the rise of neurological disorders that we're seeing today. And when I started looking at the rates of autism, I started doing some research on vaccinations as well, and I think it was that combination there that really started getting me scratching my head as far as, you know, man, these kids are in jeopardy. You know, and then as far as, you know, what we're seeing above our heads going on with the chemtrails, aerosols, or whatever you want to, for the politically correct, however they want to categorize them, that, I think, I started looking upward. Somebody had pointed it out to me at a rally in Los Angeles here, let's say a good 4 or 5 years ago. And from that day on, again, you know, it was an easy one to judge and look up, because, you know, all you needed to do was step outside your door and take a peek up and find out what was going on. And ever since, you know, that day, I don't know, 5 years ago, I want to say, I've watched these trails from behind these planes. And one thing that really stood out was the inconsistencies, you know, how it's not an everyday thing. And why is that? Why is that? Why don't we have these every? These are just commercial flights zigzagging around doing their routes. Then why aren't they there every day? One thing that is there every day, Dr. Crowley, and something that I've noticed that kind of really made these pieces come together as far as the aerial assault, is the true contrails, is what I like to call them.
Yes.
And, you know, you do see these every day. That's the one thing you do see. And they're rare.
Yeah.
They're rare to see. And that's one thing I, you know, as far as they're trying to explain to friends and family the differences between these things. What is a contrail? What is a chemtrail? You know, these contrails are, as I mentioned, they're kind of rare. Because, you know, here we are in Los Angeles, we're on the West Coast. You need, you know, to be at between 30 and 40,000 feet to create a contrail, a true contrail. You need the cold temperatures, 40-something below. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, not only that, but they dissipate. That's the whole thing, the difference between contrails and chemtrails. The contrails dissipate. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is The Great Culling, and I love that title, with my special guest, co-producer of the documentary by that name, Chris Maple. And I just have to state, Chris, you were saying in regards to the waking up process that the mercury and autism thing started making you think. Mercury has nothing to do with autism. Mercury and aluminum cause Alzheimer's. Mercury is certainly a neurotoxic. Autism is demyelination due to an autoimmune attack on the brain. And we discussed that in my interview. So I just want to state that may have been what, you know, started your brain wondering about these things. But certainly you've learned that's a distraction. And that's one of the problems that we have. There's so many disinformers out there. They're setting people down the wrong path. And that's why it's very hard to be in a position as you're in to really come up with a documentary that's waking people up and trying to bring people of conscience together, because it's the people of conscience, of course, that are going to go up against the predators and make them crawl under the rock like the cockroaches that they are. In regards to the chemtrails, I want to get to the Great Culling DVD documentary soon, but in regards to the chemtrails, I just want to ask you if you've had the same experience that I've had. That's the one thing that I'll often bring up when I'm out and about, you know, especially if I'm at a store in the parking lot and you see the tic-tac-toe boards above your head. And I'll get in a conversation with somebody and I'll just ask them, you know, what is that in the sky? You know, what are those tic-tac-toe boards or whatever they look like at the time? And what I'm amazed at is how many people won't look up. They won't even look up. Are you encountering that situation?
You know, we are, yeah, and you do, and it's a lot to take, you know, to try to jam that down somebody's throat. That, you know, look, this isn't just exhaust from commercial aircraft. This is a deliberate campaign that's going on, obviously, and you know, and it's pretty clear once you just, you know, just yourself. I mean, you don't really need to be a scientist to notice these inconsistencies on a daily basis. I mean, here we are in Los Angeles, we're on a line in the sky today. I mean, yesterday, the sky was littered with them. I do see contrails today, again, and people do need to know the difference. What is a contrail, as you mentioned? And that's my starting point, my basis to the science, you know? Why, you know, as you mentioned, the contrails dissipate at the same speed that the nose of the plane is moving through the sky. The tail is always the same length. It never shuts off. How many pilots at 40,000 feet are cutting their engines and just coasting? That doesn't happen. They're at full throttle. That's where the condensation is coming from. The heat from the engines at those altitudes. Picture it this. When you step outside on a cold day, I'm from Boston, so, you know, winter is pretty chilly. You step outside, you see your breath when you breathe. I mean, it doesn't linger and hang around. It dissipates into the surrounding air around you. Same science.
Great analogy.
And when I explain that to people, they go, oh, yeah, that's true. I said, do you see your breath just lingering around? No, you don't. One thing that's a scare, you know, that's kind of opened me up a little bit, as I mentioned, inconsistencies with the chemtrails. I remember 5 years ago when I first started looking up Dr. Carly, and, you know, these things would go from one end of the horizon all the way to the other, just a dead straight line. No variations, no breaks. And then over the years, I noticed that there were seasons. They wouldn't spray during certain times of the year. Like, we would have a 3 to 4 month period where nothing, not a single line in the sky. What I began to notice is that they're, you know, when they came back after the break, no longer did they go from one end of the horizon to the other. They now came back with a new delivery system where they would, it'd be a line, it would shut off, and turn it back on, for a little spot, a little puff, another line, shut off, on, off, on, off, on, off. So now here you have this contrail shut turning on and off. Well, it was supposedly a contrail, because that's what they say it is. But how can that be when in the same sky you will see a true contrail on the same flight path as the chemtrail? Now, the contrail, as I mentioned, the true contrail never shuts off. It never varies.
How could it, you know, as you said? Right.
Right. How could it? And then there's another thing. You see a lot of these chemtrail planes, Dr. Carley, doing lazy S's, zigzags. They'll get out to the horizon. Now, and then they'll start turning and banking. Some of these guys are doing circles. Now, ask yourself this question. When are you on a commercial flight, and when do you bank at 40,000 feet like that? You do not. You bank when you come down for approach or when you're taking off from the airport. And at those elevations, you can't scientifically, you know, physically produce a contrail. You're not up high enough. So who's up there blowing through gas? Ask yourself that question, you know?
Right. Well, let me just ask, we already have callers on the line. Callers, we're hearing background noise, so if you could mute your phones, and I'll bring you on. We already have a number of callers. I'll bring you on. We want to get through a certain amount of introductory information.
Thank you. Your call has been redirected.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Have you gotten any response from all those traitors in the District of Criminals that stated, you know, on camera that they were going to, quote, unquote, check into it? Have you gotten any response from those minions?
Well, you know, and it's one thing I do want to clear up, because the Great Culling, yes, my co-producer Paul Wittenberger directed and produced and edited the What in the World Were They Spraying? The Great Culling is not a sequel at all. Never was intended to be. We're looking at a broader spectrum here. We're not just focusing on what's going on in the air. We want to know. We're looking at our three major components for survival here. Air, yes, being definitely a necessity for survival, but water as well. In addition to that, we're looking at the food, and within the food segment, we're gonna, you know. Have that we're going to take a close look at the vaccinations. So I just want to, for the record, state that this is not we've gotten a little heat from that this is a sequel. It is not. Never, you know, was marketed as a sequel. But it is a follow-up, you know. It's we're kind of looking at the air, the chemtrails, and taking it another step further. Because once we were through with What in the World, or when Paul was, I should say, I kind of worked with him on the edit behind the scenes and that sort of thing. We both looked at each other and said, wow, when we figured out what these ingredients are. Again, you know, and there's where there's a lot of speculation that comes into play, because most folks say, well, how can you prove what's on the ground came from those planes? And that's the big missing link to this whole puzzle. So to answer your question, as far as, you know, Congress and you know, whether or not they got back to Michael Murphy regarding, you know, what in the world are they spraying, not much has come up. So, you know, I mean, to be honest, personally, I don't think half of these people, you know, over there are even really aware of what's going on. I mean, it's so compartmentalized, you know, and that's how to keep things so secretive. Nobody knows. It's just following the chains of command, and it works. It's, you know, plausible deniability. It's just, I didn't know that was going on. So, you mentioned the name of our film, too, and I'm glad that you like it, because we have been getting quite a bit of heat from it lately.
I want to talk about that, because I have a very strong opinion on the people that have a problem with, you know, the facts that are right in our face. Okay, there's the music again. Please hold on. We'll be back after these messages. And callers, please hold on. I'll get to you as soon as I can. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Real Alternative Radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
And we're we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is The Great Culling, with my special guest, Chris Maple, co-producer of the documentary of that name. And when you first contacted me, Chris, and told me not only that you were doing this documentary, but the name, it was like a moment in my life. I was like so excited. Finally, somebody gets it, because I've been talking about vaccinations as weapons of mass destruction causing an epidemic of genocide for years. And when I announced last week that you were going to be on the show, somebody had sent me a link to the website, The Truth Denied, Breaking News with Michael Murphy. And I was totally shocked to see the number of people. Rosalind Peterson, Michael Murphy, let's see, Roxy Lopez, people that are basically saying that they don't want to be associated with the film because of the name, because they don't want to be involved in fear-mongering. They don't. Caller, please mute your phone. Caller, please mute your phone. We can hear everything going on, and it's interrupting the show. So I was shocked, Chris, at all the people that are afraid to be associated with a documentary that actually states it like it is. We're talking genocide, and it's shocking to me. And actually, I don't know if you've checked out the comments that are on that site, but the fourth comment by Alex Hunter, who is a loyal listener to this show, he basically calls these people soft activists. They don't want to stick their neck. They don't want to stick their necks out too much. And I could not agree with that for more. The whole conspiracy theory term was created by the predators to basically discredit anyone who tells the truth. Of course, they're not theories. They're realities. Well, theories are basically, you know, plans carried out behind the scenes, and they're not telling us that they're killing us. But these are realities. I've been researching this stuff for 15 years. And it must be such a, I don't know, bummer for you that these people don't have the backbone to be involved with a documentary that actually states it like it is.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. I mean, that's, you know, that was a blow to us. Rosalind Peterson, she's done tremendous work. You know, she's a great woman. We've met with her. We called her up when we first got involved in this, and she's the head of the coalition. California Skywatch and that sort of thing. So she's had her hands in on this, and her whole philosophy, and she's really focused on the contaminations definitely that are going on environmentally. Like, she'll talk about the fish, the animals, the agriculture, how everything's depleting, when we approached her, we had mentioned that, what our film was about, the basis we're looking at heavy metal contamination, the effects it's having, yes, on the environment, but more importantly, what we want to focus on is, all right, we're all aware of how it's impacting the environment. What's it doing to us? And as I was stating before the last break, it was at the end of What in the World when we started getting all these lab results with the strontium, the aluminum, the bariums, all these metallics, and we looked at each other and said, here it is again, metals. You're looking to, fluoride, and it's a byproduct of the aluminum industry as well as the phosphate mining industry. Some form of metallic, byproduct. Again, the food, we have, GMO food containing, levels of mercury, fluoride in the food as well. So that was the light bulb for Paul and I, because it was my whole focus was the rise of neurological disorders, with autism, and you have Alzheimer's on the rise as well. I know I'm kind of getting off track here a little bit, but with back to Rosalind, when we approached all this to her, she was, couldn't agree more. You guys are right on the money. I'd love to talk about it. Let's talk about it. At the time, we hadn't had our title yet of the film. Now, we have a complete signed release. Legally, everything's good. Once we came out with the title, she immediately contacted us and was upset, which we understood, but that was really the only potent thing of, we're not just fear-mongering. This film is going to be about solutions, what to do. we're just exposing the evidence, the science that is out there. To see everybody, Michael Murphy kind of jumped on that. You know, there are some, I really am not at liberty to really get into right now. There are some legal issues that we're trying to iron out right now.
Yeah.
As far as,
between, she's threatening
to. Media production.
They're threatening to hire a land shark.
Right. Well, completely. Let me just tell you, Dr. Hubby, because, it was extremely deflating. I'm not a filmmaker. Paul is. He's amazing at what he does. He's so talented, that kid. I am just a regular guy who has had enough. The vaccinations, when I learned about the vaccination courts and the Vaccination Injury Act and the timeline between that, it was just enough for me to be like, that's it. They're coming after kids now? Like, enough. That's what got me off the couch, Dr. Crowley. And I knew it would be tough. I knew there would be resistance. I knew I'd put my face out there. But you know what? I never expected the resistance would come from within our own community.
I have to comment on a couple things because I'm jumping on a chair here. First of all, that term fear mongering. I love that term fear mongering. I've been dealing with this for 15 years. There's many names for people like us who tell the truth. People who say they're killing you. Okay, and that's all of a sudden called fear-mongering. What's up with that? That is so insane to begin with. But one of the things that I loved in the comments section of this Michael Murphy site was biologist Francis Mangles, who said, I am convinced it is simple stupidity and ignorance in the all-out corporate drive for profit above everything. Simple stupidity? Right. I mean, give me a break. What a coward.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We are releasing Francis Mangles, and it's only because, he's on, with Rosalind. They're great companions. They kind of follow one another, and he gave us a verbal confirmation. He knew what the title of the film was when we interviewed him, but because Rosalind doesn't like it, now he doesn't want to be a part of it. And when I spoke with him the other day, and I will say this, as we are releasing it, he said, Chris, you're right on. It's just that title. I don't want to. I said, Doc, Francis, you knew the title. When we interviewed you, you gave me confirmation. We could have it. You said we could use it. And it's not that he's saying it's a great calling. All we want is the science. And I said to him, so you're willing to, to not give your science and all your research to us so that we can, put all this evidence together and show the public. So because you have an opinion about a title, you shouldn't withhold your science from the public. But at any rate, here we are, and that thing kind of diffused itself. Paul and I didn't jump. We weren't going to battle publicly. We weren't going to make statements. We didn't, we know we have signed releases. We're legally, in check. They can't touch us. You know what, Dr. Carly gave us a little bit more, publicity. I mean, we didn't, we weren't even going to mention anything, and here we are. We got a few extra donations, and people liked it, and it all kind of fizzled out on its own, and most people, look at the evidence. It is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you, but you're exactly right. This is going on. This is not by mistake. Michael Murphy's making a film. Why in the world are they spraying right now? He's piggybacking off of What in the World. That's great. That's his thing. Paul wants him to have it. Michael's film is looking at climate control, and there's money to be made, in the stock market. And don't get me wrong, these chemtrails are tied in with weather modification, and again, they're going to tell us it's for your own good. Global warming, we're trying to cool the planet, when we know that the planet's 20% dimmer. everybody's vitamin D deficient. It actually heats the planet up.
Because
it's having the exact opposite effect that you would think. I mean, now I figured this out. I'm not a scientist.
No, you have common sense. You have common sense.
Right, it's just common sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Okay. We're going to another break. After we get back from the break, I just want to make a couple comments, and I hope you can stay with us for a little while longer. Please hold on, callers. I'll get to you shortly. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is a very important show. Yeah, and we're back with What's Ailing America. Okay, I'll say it again. Callers, you got to mute your phone. You're interfering with the show. We can hear everything going on in the background, and the show is not going to come through. So while you're waiting, and I know there's many of you lined up, and I'll get to you as soon as I can, please mute your phone. Okay, What's Ailing America? Our answer today is a great calling with the co-producer of the documentary by that name, Chris Maples. And I just want to suggest to you, Chris, perhaps you should ask for a spinal x-ray of your contributors before you allow them to be involved to make sure they have a backbone. Okay, I'm very glad... I'm very sarcastic. What can I say? I'm very glad you brought up that subject of weather modification, because when I mentioned you were going to be on the show last week, somebody had sent me an email that you appeared on Alex Jones and you denied that chemtrails were being used for weather modification. Now, there's many layers to everything they do. It's right. Not just one thing. But you just stated before the break that weather modification is part of it. And I didn't have time to listen to the Alex Jones show. Did you, in fact, say that on Alex Jones, that it's not weather modification?
I believe what I said, and that's something that Michael Murphy hopped all over, and I'm glad you brought it up because this will bring a little clarification. I said, personally, I don't think it's all about weather modification. I think there's something more to it. I think, yes, there's money to be made along the way. There's no doubt weather modification is a part of it. It's evident at what's been going on, I believe. Personally, the HARP systems, it works in conjunction. You need the particles up there. We're aware of that. We have all these crazy weather patterns that have been going on over the past few years, and it's just getting more vamped up. And I completely agree. Weather modification, there is no doubt that is taking place. In addition to that, when they're going to come forward and say, yes, as Francis Mangle said, they're talking about doing it. They say they have it on the drawing board, but the evidence is clear that it's been, these programs have been in effect and have been ongoing for quite some time. And in the end, as you know, like they always do, they're going to tell us this is for your own good, just like fluoride in the water, just like the vaccinations. Well, guess what, folks? We need to cool this planet because of global warming. But yet, there's a whole movie right there. I mean, let's look at, what's going on with the climatologists, and as far as how they all disagree. Not all. I mean, I know you have mainstream guys and you have, other climatologists out there that will say, no, this isn't a global warming. This planet has been going through these warm periods and cold cycles, these little hiccups, has nothing to do with the number of people on this planet affecting the planet. And that's another issue right there, Dr. Kelly, is this whole idea of overpopulation and, these carbon taxes, and they're going to start taxing the world globally, on us breathing. It has nothing to do with industry and, corporations dumping oil in the oceans and forcing us to these EPA standards that were set in the 60s with miles per gallon in cars, and the electric car has been killed, over the centuries three different times, and all these suppressed technologies that we find out about, Nikola Tesla, free energy. I mean, it goes on and on and on. On and on. We are not the problem. The corporations are the problem.
Yes. Well, and I have to comment on what you just said because it's so important. Basically, A, they're spraying us. We have become the insects. Okay, that's self-evident. Mm-hmm. And B, this whole global warming due to carbon, let's think about that. Okay, so who expels carbon? All mammals, including humans. So basically, they're telling us that the humans got to be getting rid of. And what are they doing in the meantime? They're causing massive deforestation, eradicating millions and millions of acres of forests. What do the forests do? The opposite of what the mammals do. They take in the carbon, photosynthesis, and they make oxygen. Give me a friggin' break. It's so obvious. as to the corruption and fraud involved in this. But we have so many people lined up to talk to you. I want to just ask you, because you had emailed me that there's going to be a slight delay, which I was extremely disappointed in, but I know you got your hands full, especially now that the land sharks are being called in. Do you have any estimate as to when the Great Culling will be ready for distribution?
Release, yes. That's a good question. You know, right now, we're unfortunately, you know, what little funding we do have, and, you know, to do these things properly and have the quality that, you know, Paul desires, and, you know, and I agree as well. It's not, this isn't just to be a little thing. It's going to be posted on YouTube, which is, you know, we want it everywhere. He just, you know, wants quality for big screens, that sort of thing. That costs money. This, you know, this film, just to complete it, we need to raise at least another $30,000. $30,000, you know, everything's been coming out of pocket. We have had some contributors and funding partners that have helped us out along the way, just enough
to, I'm on the radio, and I might go on air any minute, so.
Okay, caller, please mute your phone. We can hear you. I'll bring you on the air when I can. Okay, please give out your website, Paul, Chris, and,
sure,
and I encourage people to donate and help this happen. It's got to happen.
So with that, you know, here we are. We have now have a few legal battles. So we're now, the past few weeks, over Christmas, been talking with attorneys, and you know, and this was just unexpected, and financially it set us back a little bit. You know, the film's still, we're working on the final edit right now. So we're anticipating April, you know, spring.
Okay. Yes. Excellent. Well, don't let anything stop you, because you are the first. You and Paul are the first to actually state it like it is. Well, I've been saying it for 15 years, but I mean in terms of a global viral thing that's basically going to tell people they're killing you. Yes, it's a hard message to hear. We don't want to know it. We'd rather just, you know, live our lives and suffer and die and pretend that it's not being done intentionally. But the good news is, as you mentioned, Tesla, there are natural solutions for everything. And once the predators have been exposed and either, you know, get in their shuttle and go to Mars or crawl under the rocks from whence they come, I don't care what they do. Once they are basically put out of power through whatever means has to be done, then the people of conscience that have the solutions can step forward and say, okay, this is what we do. I mean, it's so simple when you actually overstand the big picture and realize that everything bad is being done on purpose. Everything. And that's why I'm so excited about the global pedophilia thing being revealed at this time, because once people realize that these monsters are also mostly pedophiles, maybe that will push them to the next level. I don't know. But all of this is important.
Well put. Well put. I was just looking at something that somebody had forwarded me about the CDC, no, and then you don't even open this can of worms, but you're right about the pedophile stuff. It's just, it's frightening. I mean, and you know, the audience, you know, again, I'm not an expert. I'm just trying to, you know, find out some truth. I'm trying to spread awareness, you know. It's and everybody, you know, I have folks come up to me and say, well, what can one man do? What can I do? Well, all you can do, my advice to these people, is you don't have to, you know, get up on your soapbox and stand on the corner or go make a film like Paul and I, or make a little blog page, or just for your own personal, for yourself, for your family. Like, find out the truth, the facts. Like, you have to have the courage first to take those blinders off. And once you do, and you start looking into this stuff, it may be frightening at first, but let me tell you, you're going to feel so lifted and uplifted and enlightened knowing this knowledge. And now, once you have this truth, Dr. Carly, as you know, now you can make the appropriate decisions to counter it, correct? You can clean up your water. You can stop using fluoride toothpaste. You can, you know, get rid of the plastics in your house. Get rid of the poisons. Get rid of the toxins. Minimize your exposure. That's all we're asking.
Stop getting vaccinated.
Be healthy.
Yeah.
Right, stop getting vaccinated.
Right. Exactly. And see, this is what I view as one of the most important messages, is that it's all being done on purpose. All the bad things that are happening are being done on purpose. So all we have to do to make this an anti-hell is to stop the people who are doing the bad things on purpose. It's so easy. It's very obvious, actually, and it costs nothing. Don't put fluoride in the water. Like you said, don't get vaccinated. Why do we have to buy bottled water in the first place? Because they're allowing all these corporations to spew unbelievable toxins into the water. Stop everything that's being done that's harming the earth. Stop raping the earth. Okay, because this is our home. We don't have a space shuttle to go to another planet. And we need to fix what's going on here. And, you know, it costs nothing to stop doing things. And that's the good news, in my opinion.
Right. And it's, like you said, it is really easy. And this is, it's consumerism. People, let's say there's a bottled water company that, you know, you like, that you enjoy, but they only serve it in plastic bottles. Well, there's a consumer number right on the side. And let me tell you, they answer those phones. And this is something we learned through the Great Calling when we sat down with former Congresswoman Karen Johnson. She said, when she was in legislation, if she got 5 to 7 phone calls on a certain issue, that was the topic of the day. Everything else got cleared off her desk. And that was shocking to us. Only 5 to 7 people calling in for a senator.
Wow, that's amazing.
She was also a senator. Right.
She didn't need cash stuffed in her pocket, although I'm sure that's happening as well. Okay, wait, hold on, Chris. We're going to a break. Please stay with us if you can.
Sure.
This is a little long break because we have to suffer through the news of the day.
The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our...